boarding 374, servicing JFK, using our general boarding red line.
Most of us know about boarding passes, baggage claim, and where to get a Cinnabon. But what do any of us really know about actually running an airport? And still, the city held a public hearing about that topic last night, hoping its consultant could gather additional insight into the current effort by state lawmakers to strip the airport from city control. What that consultant heard was unanimous support for the city keeping its airport.
I'm not in a position personally to know what the best governing structure is, but I do know that how this has come about, this proposed change has come about, is not good governance.
Good evening. The Douglas Airport has been guided by imaginative and forward-thinking leadership from our mayors and councils, Ben Douglas, Dan Brookshire, John
Good evening.
Bell,
I just wanted to say that the city of Charlotte has done an excellent job regarding this facility. Matter of fact, in my opinion, when Mr. Orr decides to retire, there should be a something of prominence at that airport named in his honor.
So it went for about 45 minutes, 10 people speaking in an audience of about 25. And on the back row, arms folded high across his chest, sat Jerry Orr, the city's longtime aviation director. He has previously been clear about his preference that the airport be overseen by an authority rather than the city council. But since the current controversy erupted, Orr has kept those views to himself at the request of city officials with whom he disagrees. Orr attended the hearing last night just to, quote, see what was going on. And the impassioned praise he heard for the city's involvement in the airport left him cold.
I'm sure they mean well, but they were a little factually off.
Contrary to several claims made during the public hearing, Orr says Charlotte tax dollars have not paid for airport construction, nor has the city's strong bond rating helped the airport borrow money more cheaply. And Orr prefers not to be lumped in with the mayor and council when people talk about successful leadership of the airport.
They tie you to the airport's success and see you as part of the city. Do you see yourself that way?
No.
You don't?
I see myself as part of the airport.
Which is a business, first and foremost, says Orr, that just happens to be owned and operated by the city, at least for now. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.